Chapter 16. Hector Holdfast's office is in one of the most prestigious areas of London, in a tall glass and steel building that stands out among the other more modest buildings. It is luxuriously decorated with dark mahogany wood, intricate Persian carpets, and sumptuous leather chairs. The walls are adorned with art pieces from around the world, as well as framed certificates and awards. The office is large but cozy, with a heavy air of success and power. The atmosphere in the room is tense. Hector Holdfast sits at his desk, watching Sylvie Hunter intently as she sits across from him in one of the leather chairs, her hands nervously clasped in her lap. His gaze does not waver as he begins to speak, his voice low and calculating, asking her questions about her skills and experience. Even though the questions are professional, there is an underlying tension in the room. It is almost as if he is testing her. Sylvie Hunter is confident in her answers, her voice steady and strong. She is unfazed by his piercing gaze and piercing questions. She gives him a brief overview of her skills and experience, and speaks of her training in the US, Canada, and England. She even jokes about starting a company called Sylvie Hunter Information Technology, Inc., or SHIT, Inc., which elicits a small smile from Hector Holdfast. The conversation turns more serious as he begins to ask her about her philosophies, about artificial intelligence, and her views on its potential. She speaks passionately about her work, her eyes shining with excitement as she talks about the possibilities that could arise from further research into the field. After an hour of questions and conversation, Hector Holdfast leans back in his chair, a satisfied look on his face. He looks at her for a long moment before finally speaking. "You have the potential to be a very powerful woman. You have my approval. You're hired." Sylvie Hunter is suddenly overcome with emotion, a wave of relief washing over her. She smiles widely, standing up and extending her hand to shake his. "Thank you, sir. I won't let you down." He nods and smiles in return, shaking her hand. "I'm sure you won't." With that, the interview is over. Sylvie Hunter leaves the office, feeling a sense of accomplishment and pride. She has done it. She has passed the interview and earned her chance to work at one of the world's most powerful companies. As she steps out onto the street, she takes in a deep breath of fresh air, feeling the first sense of relief and joy she's felt in a long time. She's done it. Things are going exactly as planned.